نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الله سبحانه وتعالى has created us not for this world but for the hereafter. The everlasting life is the hereafter. Those people who utilize their lives correctly and live a life of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not only grant them the eternal bliss in the hereafter, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also grant them tranquility of the heart, peace of mind and comfort of this world. So it is very important for all of us to try our utmost to know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires from us and then live our lives accordingly. Now many of us find obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very difficult. Majority of us cannot even perform the 5 times salat regularly. Majority. And those of us who do perform 5 times salat regularly, many of us do not perform with jamaat. Those who do perform salat regularly with jamaat, many perform the salat in such a way that according to the Shari'i injunctions, our salat becomes void. It is not accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If this is the condition of our salat, then we cannot even think about the condition of the rest of the deen. So my friends, my brothers, my sisters, let us resolve today. Let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will make deen the objective of our lives. Because we are not going to live in this world forever and ever. Sooner or later we are going to depart. And when we do depart, the only thing that will accompany us, the only thing that will assist us, the only thing that will help us is our deen, is the good deeds that we had carried out in this world. So let's not remain negligent. Let's not just carry on the way we have been carrying on for the last so many years, without any worry, without any concern for the hereafter. We all say, we all discuss amongst ourselves, we all show concern for the life hereafter. But in reality, is there concern? In reality, is there concern? Is there any practical steps that we take to safeguard our deen, to enhance our deen, to make our deen better? It's something we need to ponder over, especially my young friends. It's very important because death does not discriminate between young and old. It does not discriminate between healthy and sick. So this is the message that I want to leave you with. Worry about the hereafter. Imam Shafi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says in his couplets, لَا دَارَ لِلْمَرْءِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ يَسْكُنُهَا إِلَّا الَّتِي كَانَتْ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ يَبْنِيهَا. That there is no home for a person in the hereafter to live in. There is no home in the hereafter. The home that he will be able to live in, his abode in the hereafter, will be that home which he constructs while he is in this world. So it's not like traveling from here to Africa, settling down, earning, and then constructing a house in Africa. No. You have to construct your home in the hereafter before we depart from this world. Once we are in that world, we cannot construct our home. لا دار للمرء بعد الموت يسكنها إلا التي كانت قبل الموت يبنيها. There is no home in the hereafter for a person to reside in except for that home which he constructs while he is in this world, before he departs from this world. And he constructs the house of the hereafter through his amal, through his deeds. And deeds are of two kinds, good deeds and evil deeds. Good deeds, bad deeds. Obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now if he constructs his home in the hereafter through good deeds, he carries out good deeds, good amal, then he will be constructing his house and his home in Jannah. But if a person carries out evil deeds, bad deeds, if he disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be constructing his home in the fire of Jahannam. So Imam Shafi rahimahullah ta'ala says, فَإِن بَنَاهَا بِخَيْرٍ تَعْبَ مَسْكَنُهُ. If a person constructs his home in the hereafter with good amal, with goodness, with khair, تَعْبَ مَسْكَنُهُ, then his home will be delightful. وَإِن بَنَاهَا بِشَرٍ, and if a person constructs his home through shar, through evil, by carrying out evil deeds, by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, khaba baniha, then this person who is constructing his home in the hereafter will be a loser, because he will be thrown in the fire of Jahannam. So my friends, let us make this success our goal, the success of the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, innal ladina amanu, indeed those people who accept iman, which alhamdulillah we have, it is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that without any effort on our part, Allah has granted us this iman. Ask the reverts, the new Muslims, how many obstacles they experienced before entering the fold of Islam. There are so many obstacles that a person has to overcome before actually being able to enter the fold of Islam. Alhamdulillah, we did not have to cross those barriers. Through his fadl, Allah granted us iman. We were born in Muslim homes. And even after growing up, alhamdulillah, we find ourselves satisfied with our beliefs in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many people who hardly come to the masjid. Despite that, their iman remains intact, alhamdulillah. They do not become victims of doubt. Now the only thing we require after iman is wa'amilus salihat. We do good deeds. Stay away from evil, carry out good deeds. Allah says, لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. For them are gardens of paradise under which rivers will flow. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرُ. That is the big success. Allah says, that is the big success. So let us make this our target. And I will also urge all my young friends that please try to push yourself if you have to come to the masjid. Try to push yourself to come to the masjid at least 5 times daily. If you try 5 times, inshallah, you will end up once, you will end up twice, you will end up thrice. And that will bring a revolution in your life, inshallah. Secondly, when you do come to the masjid, don't come in the last minute and rush out in the first minute. No, try to spend a few moments. Come 5 minutes, 10 minutes early and leave 5 minutes later. Sit in the masjid for a while. Just close your eyes and contemplate that you have come to connect yourself to your Creator. Try to feel comfortable in the masjid. Force yourself to sit for at least 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. And try to find good ulama, mashayikh, pious personalities, and sit in their company. Sit with your local imam. Sit with the mashayikh, the akabir, the ahlullah, the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pious people. Stay away from wrong company. Because that is poison for iman, for deen. Stay away from wrong environments. And on a daily basis, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, at least 100 times. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at least 100 times. Astaghfirullah, at least 100 times. And I say to those people who are like me, lazy and busy. I'm very lazy, I'm very busy. 100 times is 50 times, 25 times. Begin somewhere, but on a daily basis. Daily basis. Read the first kalima, read istighfar, read salat ala nabi. Daily. 100 times, 50 times, 25 times. And then with the view of increasing it. And also at least once a week. At least once a week. Either sit in ta'lim, sit in the durus of the listen to something in regard to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. It will go a long way in securing your hereafter, inshallah, securing our hereafter. It will go a long way in securing the hereafter of our children, our families. We have to help ourselves. By doing all this, we will be helping ourselves. We will be doing good to ourselves. And as a result, other people around us will also benefit from our company. That is bonus. Nobody else can save us in the hereafter, in the qabr, in the grave, on the day of Qiyamah. It's only we who can save ourselves. Let us strive and try to attract the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For somebody like me who lives in this environment, to come for salat, no struggle. But my young friends who go to college, who go to university, who are stuck in wrong company, company of those people who are not so religious, those young friends who work in offices, who work in factories, non-dini environment, your one salat is better than my 1,000 salat. Because your struggle is more than my struggle. And when you begin this struggle with one salat, with two salat, with little bit of zikr, sitting in the company of the mashayikh, the ulama, the ahlullah, in ta'lim, little bit, this struggle, Allah will see this struggle and Allah will become very happy and Allah himself will extend his hand of friendship and he will pull you towards him. And before you know, you will be following the whole deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not as a burden, you will find a lot of enjoyment and ecstasy in that, inshallah. So please, my friends, make a resolution that inshallah from today, akhirat is going to be our goal. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be our goal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا
يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: النكاح من سنتي. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إن أعظم النكاح بركة أيسره مؤونة، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
مولانا محمد وعلى آله وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام، تبارك يا تبارك يا ربنا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم، تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل، ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وامتنا على الإيمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين والأبرار. يا الله سببنا ومعافرنا، پوری امت پر کرم فرما، پوری امت پر رحم فرما. اے اللہ پورے عالم کے مسلمانوں پر فضل فرما. اے اللہ جہاں جہاں مسلمان پورے عالم میں مظلوم ہیں اور معید آپ کے کلمے کی نسبت پر مظلوم ہیں، ان سب پر خصوصی رحم فرما. اے اللہ ہر جگہ مسلمانوں کو اتباع شریعت کی، اتباع سنت کی توفیق عطا فرما. پانچ وقت نمازوں کے اہتمام سے پڑھنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. اے اللہ آپ کے احکام کی پوری پوری اطاعت کی توفیق عطا فرما. نفس و شیطان کے اللہ پنجے سے اس کے مکر سے پوری پوری حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ آج دو نکاح ہوئے ہیں، اس نے ان دونوں نکاحوں میں خوب خوب برکت مقدر فرما. اے اللہ ایسی محبت الفت عطا فرما جیسے سیدنا علی و سیدتنا فاطمہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہما محبت عطا فرمائی ہے، اسی طرح محبت اور الفت اور اللہ آپس کا جوڑ عطا فرما جیسے نبی کریم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم اور آپ کے تمام ازواج مطہرات، بالخصوص حضرت عائشہ اور حضرت خدیجہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہما میں الفت تھی. اللہ ویسی الفت محبت عطا فرما. اللہ ہمیشہ ہمیشہ کے لیے اللہ جوڑ کا سبب بنا. اللہ برکت کا اور اولاد صالح ہونے کا اللہ ذریعہ بنا. اللہ ہم پر پوری امت پر کرم فرما. جہاں جہاں بھی مسلمانوں کے نکاح ہو رہے ہوں، ہر جگہ الفت اور محبت اور برکت کے ساتھ مقدر فرما. اے اللہ آپس کے اختلاف سے، شقاق سے پوری پوری حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ پوری امت کے جوڑ کا سبب بنا. اے اللہ ہر جگہ پر مسلمانوں کو اللہ پورے پورے احکام شریعت پر عمل کی توفیق عطا فرما. اے اللہ جتنی بھی آفات ہیں اور جتنی بھی رسمیں ہیں ان سب سے پوری پوری حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ جو بیمار ان کو شفا عطا فرما، پریشان حالوں کے پریشان دور فرما، مقروضوں کا قرض ادا فرما، جملہ اصحاب حاجات کے تمام حاجات اپنے کرم سے اللہ پوری فرما، جو مانگا اپنے کرم سے عطا فرما، جو نہ مانگ سکے ہم سب کے اور پوری امت کے حق میں بہتر ہے اپنے کرم سے عطا فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم، وتب علینا یا مولانا انک انت التواب الرحیم. وصلی اللہ وسلم على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه.